Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Disney continues its strategy of making so-called live-action films featuring characters from its animated classics. Ewan McGregor plays the troubled Christopher Robin, a grown-up who's lost touch with the magic of childhood. Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, and his friends from the Hundred Acre Wood step into the real world to help him reconnect with his family and rediscover joy. Although beautifully produced and sweetly sentimental, Christopher Robin is extremely low-key and maybe a bit too long and slowly paced for many kids. The Darkest Minds is the latest in a parade of dystopian sci-fi dramas aimed at teens. After an outbreak of a childhood disease, the surviving kids develop extrasensory powers and must flee frightened authorities. A likable cast tries hard, but there's not a moment in this movie that doesn't seem derivative. You've seen it all before. A much more satisfying look at teen life is Eighth Grade, a poignant and extremely realistic look at the angst of adolescence from writer-director Bo Burnham. Elsie Fisher plays Kayla, a painfully shy girl who makes internet videos full of helpful advice. If only she'd listened to her own counsel. Fisher is terrific, and Josh Hamilton is equally good as her loving but ineffective dad. Even if you grew up well before the age of social media, you'll empathize. Eighth Grade will transport you back to a time when hormones and social pressures had you in an emotional knot. Also opening this week, Generation Wealth is a documentary from Lauren Greenfield about America's obsession with consumerism. Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon star in The Spy Who Dumped Me, a comedy about friends who accidentally get caught up in international intrigue. And Death of a Nation is the latest right-wing political screed from Dinesh D'Souza. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!